Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Throwback Thursday. Hey, real quick, Ron. We were talking about whether Jim Joyce knew it was a perfect game. Well, he was on, he was at the Dallas Braden perfect game earlier that year.
Okay.
A month prior, when Dallas Braden threw a 4-0 perfect game over the Tampa Bay Rays, a month before, Joyce was the second base umpire of that game. So he has no excuse now.
Yeah.
So he was part of one.
Well, I mean, especially that game, he didn't do anything.
That's right. He didn't do nothing. What is the good of the day?
The good of the day. Well, you know what? I might do this quite often as we're leading up to the World Cup. I'm going to talk a little soccer.
All right.
So yesterday, the U.S. men's national team had a soccer tune-up match against Morocco.
They played in Cincinnati, right?
Played in Cincinnati, and they easily won that game 3-0. Now, I do have to bring up a kind of like a bad about that because soccer star, U.S. men's star, who was hopefully becomes a household name after this World Cup, Christian Pulisic, kind of got, I guess he's made some people mad.
Yeah, he commented on the U.S. fans.
He commented on the crowd that, you know, he kind of wishes that this was 100% pro-American. He felt it was like 50-50. And I don't know if...
Wait a minute. Now, you and I had a long discussion about them putting... going to venues with a low Latin population.
Yeah, but this is
when
Morocco.
They play in Mexico. This is Morocco.
This is Africa. I don't think Cincinnati has a very big Moroccan...
a lot of people coming over from Casablanca.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Cincinnati the sister city of Casablanca?
Right. Is that what we're doing here?
What's the other major city there?
He thought it was 50-50?
I mean, around that. I might be putting words in his mouth, but he felt
even
it
if they
was
were playing
not
Mexico,
pro-American.
I get it, but come on. 50, yeah. With Morocco?
I think what it was they were dominating, so the crowd wasn't as fever-pitched as
that's what it
might
is.
Be. And he might just be confusing that.
Golly.
But, you know, but it was a very convincing win. I mean, and they looked good doing it, which is where they need to be right now. They have a tougher match coming up on Sunday against Uruguay.
Uruguay?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And that also played somewhere in the United States, probably in Alaska.
Can't wait for the World Cup, man. Yeah, right? Exactly.
I do have another good, sticking with the soccer theme, which may be bad for the United States, is that Ukraine...
Yes, I saw this. They won.
They did win their match against Scotland and now are one game away, one win away from taking on the United States in the first game of the World Cup.
Oh, boy.
For those two teams. So,
oy boy.
Yeah. We will. The United States will either face, in their first group play game, will either face Ukraine or Wales. Wales does have a really good player in Gareth Bale, who's a top 10 player. Maybe not anymore, but he was at one time. I think, for me personally, I'd rather face Wales than Ukraine because I think there's a lot of, I don't know, Ukraine might be playing above their level right now given situations around the world.
But they will play them eventually, right? You play everybody in your pool?
Well, if they qualify.
Well, yeah. If they're in the group,
if they win the World Cup,
you play everybody in your group. Right?
You play everyone in your group, and it's actually the first game of their group.
Okay, so USA, they will eventually. If Ukraine is in it, they will eventually play Ukraine.
It'll be the very first game they play.
Okay, very good. All right, so it's cool. Damn.
But we'll have to wait and see. They got to get handled Scotland with these, so now we have to wait and see what they can do with Wales.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
It's not really bad for us, Tony.
All right,
not for me and you. It's actually would be a good, maybe a great, maybe awesome. But Congress has decided to call Dan Snyder and Roger Goodell to testify.
Oh, boy.
And I can't wait. Basically, they're going to be testifying. I'm hoping some of these emails do come out, but the reason why they're testifying is because of the toxic workplace that Snyder may or may not have created.
Okay, good.
With Washington Commanders.
It's not just a football thing.
No, it's not a football thing.
This is an important thing. And people, because sometimes when sports and Congress come together, the cliche is, don't they have other things to do?
Right.
Like, we don't need them to be talking to the NFL about
this is
a toxic work environment that should be looked into.
All the stories, all the rumors, and the fact is that these two have been avoiding this question like it's the plague.
Yeah,
and Congress
totally
was like, you guys have never really answered it. Why don't you come join us, and we'll ask you these questions, and now you can testify.
That's right. You got to tell the truth, or they get you on that big perjury in front of Congress thing.
Although I would probably be, if I was a congressman in that, I'd probably go rogue. With Roger Goodell.
Yeah, you might want to.
You know, Roger, this might be a little off topic, but Deflategate.
Yeah.
just started asking a bunch of random questions.
Just random questions about the league. Yeah, I might do that.
So, but it has, and it also has, I think they might be touching on, you know, repurposing, reallocating, however you want to, you know, put the positive spin on it of funds. That Dan Snyder might have been taking part of.
Yeah, they might start asking about that. They probably just want to get to the bottom of what's going on with the Commanders.
Yeah,
you know,
these guys probably have a little more skin in the game since it's right there in their backyard.
It's amazing.
They see it more often than anywhere else. So,
well, you know what? If Howard Hughes had to appear in front of Congress, I guess Dan Snyder isn't immune to these kind of things as well.
That's right.
Right. So. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, maybe you could share the light or show me the light on this one. But
all right.
I'm really putting on the Browns and these team bonding trips.
Yeah, exactly.
So we all know Deshaun Watson took the offense to, minus Baker Mayfield, let me preface that, to the Bahamas.
Yeah, they didn't take him.
Yeah, they didn't take Baker.
They didn't help him get, like, ready to take over the team when the suspension inevitably comes.
Yeah. But not to be outdone, Myles Garrett is taking his defense to South Beach.
All right, so this is going to be a new trend now? Is this what we're doing?
I mean,
of the highest paid players on the whatever side of the ball wants to do the meeting, he's got to take everybody on a trip?
That's what it looks like.
Goodness gracious.
So, like, if you're Minnesota, I'm going to assume it's still Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins needs to take the offense someplace. Yeah. You know, and I know that they probably do these team bonding trips anyways. Like, I'm sure in the offensive line, they'll probably get together and go fishing, you know, some weekend someplace. But I don't know. Are we going to start hearing about it more when it gets more and more extravagant? Like, he's taking, you know, instead of them just hanging out and, you know, renting a cabin and going fishing and, you know, having a good time, you know, where training camp might be, he's taking the entire team to South Beach.
Yeah.
Where I'm certain no one will get in trouble.
Is anyone going to take the team to, like, Gettysburg, like they did in Remember the Titans or that whatever that battlefield yeah. where they made them jog at, like, 4 in the morning and they're like, look around, gentlemen. Look around.
Listen.
Yeah, are they going to do that? Like, is Myles Garrett going to do that? Right? Making them run through the trees.
In a club. South Beach.
A South Beach club. Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, imagine us being in a club. Come February 17th or whatever. Yeah. I don't know when the Super Bowl is next year. You know, the day after. Imagine this feeling right here. We could have this.
It's, you know what it is? It's like anything else that happens in these things. Everyone's going to want to outdo each other until you, next thing you know, there's like, they're all getting in to get on an Elon Musk rocket ship to space.
Yeah.
As a bonding thing. Like what more can you do? Like it's like the Super Bowl rings. Every team that wins a Super Bowl wants to have the most outlandish, gaudy, diamond filled.
Right.
Oh,
can you wait for the Rams
possible?
One? I mean, when the Braves came out with their World Series ring that has a working light, an LED light when you lift up the lid. I mean, the Rams might as well just go full hologram.
Exactly. And it was like in the old days, a quarterback would be like, hey, my offensive line did a great job protecting me. Or a running back that set a record would be like, I'm going to give them luggage.
A watch.
Then it became Rolex watches. Then it became cars. It's like, at what point are you going to buy them a house? When you buy them like an amusement park? Like, what are you going to do? How can you reward your offensive tackle because you rushed for 2,000 yards or 1,800 yards and won the rushing title or whatever it is? Like, at what point do you go, I don't have any money to spend on what – I can't one-up the last guy that put this together.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build a roller coaster in your honor.
Yeah.
I'm going to name it after you.
Good Lord, it's absolutely nuts. But yeah, that's what this is going to be now. It's like, well, he took him to the Bahamas. He's got to take him to, like, some island, like some Richard Branson island that's got a private dock. Like at what point do you go, I can't do this anymore? Like,
well, you know, maybe we're glad. Maybe you should be glad that they're doing trips now instead of buying them stuff.
Right, sure.
Because if you buy them stuff, like, your trajectory leads to, I bought my offensive line their own private island.
Right.
Yeah, right. It's like, in the South Pacific.
Deshaun Watson is like, $233 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Like, I can't just be buying everything for everybody. You know? I may have to settle my case. Golly, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so now we're doing trips.
Now we're doing trips. Crazy.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this trend.
I ain't either.
And like I said, I mean, you know, I can guarantee.
Don't you have a facility in the city you live in that you could just go, hey, we're get to come to the facility?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm almost positive these guys have all bonded doing things like, you know, near training camp or doing things, you know, renting a cabin. We've never heard about it.
You know what is weird? Like, and also too, like, are they friends that they want to go on these trips together?
Right.
It's like they're business acquaintances. Like, they're probably teammates, but are they buddies enough where you were like, let's all go to the Bahamas together as some bro trip?
Like, would we do that?
Yeah, like, would you take your entire office?
You and I might.
Yeah,
but would we say, you know, hey, you know, let's grab Greg Frank and Fred Fowler. They're doing a show after us. Let's grab Pepe. Anthony Pepe later on. Let's grab another show. All of us, let's go on a Sports Map Radio bonding trip to wherever.
And then Cole Thompson is back at the office going, nobody invited me. Is it because I'm on too early?
Yeah.
Like, does anybody, what happened to me? Why am I not on the trip? And we're like, oh, go back and get Cole. We got to drive the bus all the way back to pick him up. He's not packed, so we got to take him to the house. And we wait outside while he packs his suitcase. And then we leave without him, like, leave him at the front door. And then we say, oh, we're just kidding, and we drive all the way back to his house and pick him up.
Yeah.
And then we go, isn't this bonding? Isn't this what you think this is supposed to be? Right? Aren't we all together now? Is that what, I mean, come on. Is that what we're doing with these teams? Like, by the way, dude, outside of, like, I'm sorry. Is anybody else doing this? Because I kind of thought the Lakers did it with Kobe, but that was where training camp was when they went to Hawaii.
Right.
That wasn't a Kobe organized
trip. No, he might have organized a dinner.
Right. Where? Oh, that's no doubt.
And I'm certain that's what these things do. I mean, you know, the most extravagant thing I heard before this was when the Green Bay Packers, like, a lot of the offensive linemen appeared in Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, is LeBron taking everybody to a pizza or something?
I mean,
what are we doing? Like, I don't hear other teams needing to do this.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Because the last time we know of a team bonding trip, we haven't seen the results from this yet, but the last time it backfired dramatically.
Yeah.
Now we did have, it wasn't a team bonding trip, but I do remember LeBron, Carmelo, Chris Paul, they all took a trip together, right?
Yeah, they took a trip together.
Dwayne Wade.
But it wasn't LeBron bonding. Going, hey, before the season, I want everybody on the same page. We're all going to the Canary Islands. We'll work out together, talk to each other, get to know each other for the upcoming year.
Now, if there is tremendous success, we're going to see every team doing this.
Every team's going to be doing it.
So, let's hope the Browns stink this year.
Yeah, no kidding. No
Put
kidding.
An end to this.
Put an end to this. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right, one more dumb when I come back on Wake Up Call.